Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Miserable strategizing. Ahab, king of Israel, and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, are strategizing a battle plan against Syria when they call for God's prophet to share with them God's counsel in this matter. Then Micaiah said, "I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd." And the Lord said, "These have no master. Let each return to his house in peace." Now you see the Lord put a lying spirit in the mouths of your prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil concerning you. If you return at all in peace, the Lord has not spoken by me. 2 Chronicles chapter 18, verses 16, 22, and 27. You would think this would cause these kings to scrap their battle plans and keep their armies at home. But the next verse says that they utterly rejected the prophet's warning. So Ahab, king of Israel, and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, went up to Ramoth-Gilead. Verse 28. What in the world is Jehoshaphat doing? He asked for a prophet from God, and then when he hears from God that this combined army will be defeated, Jehoshaphat still goes with Ahab. But let's back up. Why was Jehoshaphat even here hanging out with Ahab? And before even hearing from Micaiah, why does he commit his army and cavalry to this joint venture? See verse 3. I think the clue is in verse 1. Jehoshaphat was allied by marriage to Ahab. Jehoshaphat's son Jehoram is married to Ahab's daughter Athaliah, 2 Kings chapter 8, verse 18. Jehoshaphat thought that this was a strategic move. Like a chess master moving his pieces on the board, he calculated that this alliance would give him an advantage. But instead, this move resulted in years of heartache and destruction. First, Jehoshaphat feels trapped into allying with Ahab in this ill-fated battle against the Syrians. Ahab is killed in this battle, and Jehoshaphat barely escapes with his life, although his army is embarrassed in defeat. As he is returning to Jerusalem, another prophet meets him and pronounces this heartbreaking message. Should you help the ungodly and love those who hate the Lord? Because of this, wrath has gone out against you from the Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 2. Later on, Jehoshaphat again partners with Ahab's son. After this, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, joined with Ahaziah, king of Israel, who did very wickedly. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 35. After Jehoshaphat died, his son, Jehoram, ascends the throne. His reign as king is only 8 years long and is noted for him walking in the ways of the kings of Israel by doing evil in God's sight. 2 Kings chapter 8, verse 15. Jehoram was killed in battle. Ahaziah, his son, then sits on the throne in Jerusalem for only a year, manipulated by his mother, Athaliah. He walked in the ways of the house of Ahab and did evil in the sight of the Lord, as did the house of Ahab, for his father was son-in-law of Ahab. 2 Kings chapter 8, verse 27. This alliance led to another disastrous joint military campaign with Israel. Ahaziah was killed by Jehu shortly after this. Look what happens next. When Athaliah, the mother of King Ahaziah of Judah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the royal descendants. 2 Kings chapter 11, verse 1. This began a 6-year reign of terror in which Athaliah assumed the throne. Where did all of this mayhem begin? When Jehoshaphat calculated his own destiny. We have such a limited view, whereas God is timeless, all-knowing, all-powerful. It is the highest form of arrogance to think we can outmaneuver God's plan or that we can even begin to know what's best for our lives. The one who has all of our days written in his book is also the one who tells us that we can call to him to learn things we don't know and access wisdom we don't have. Psalm chapter 139, verse 16, Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, and James chapter 1, verse 5. Think of the misery that could have been avoided if Jehoshaphat would have heeded the counsel of his forefather Solomon. lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight and plain your paths. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 out of the Amplified Bible. What a miserable strategist I am when I make plans that I think are clever. Instead, I'm trying my best to follow Solomon's counsel, and I pray you are too.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.